Obladee? Is it Here Comes the Bride? Is it 2001 theme? Or is it Somewhere Over the Rainbow? If you map out this and this, Obladee, it fits. So it has to be a major third. If you try and sing Somewhere, the Bride, Here Comes the Bride, it's not going to sound right. And if you do the 2001 theme, it might sound good with the note I'm playing, but it's not the same as the note I'm playing, similar to Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It kind of fits, it's a different note, but it's not the same note. Is this making sense? I sure hope so. I'm going to start going a little faster because, again, this is something that's an ongoing practice. Once we learn all 12 intervals, at least, the 7 intervals of the major scale, you can do actual melodies, and we'll show you how to do that. You can actually think of actual, like we did Mary Had a Little Lamb, you know. It would be 3-2-1-2-3-3-3-2-2-2, like that. 3-5-5. And you're gonna decode, like, nursery rhymes are good because everyone knows them and they're simple and they're almost always right out of the major scale. You know, I don't think there are any minor, minor type nursery rhymes. So those are always good to start with. So you're gonna actually learn how to think of a melody in numbers. It's pretty exciting, right? Going back, we did the third. Now we're gonna do the sixth. Okay, sixth would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now I'm dating myself on this, but long ago there was a commercial, like that. Okay, and so I don't know any other examples. That's always what I hear when I think of that. So for those of you that know the commercial, or that little jingle, whatever it's called, that's the interval of a major 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. And one other thing I'd like to point out is that you can learn the intervals in relation to each other. Okay. What I mean by that is the fourth is higher than a third, and the fifth is higher than a fourth, and the sixth is higher than a fifth, etc., etc. So if you are trying to figure out what interval that is, and you don't quite know what it is, you know, but you know the sound of a fifth, and you can sing like I showed you, right, for the interval of a fifth, but you know that this to this is lower, the second note that I just sung is lower than the note I played on, than the second note I played on the guitar. So from here to here is wider, or a long, larger spread, bigger interval than. You can use that to your advantage because, okay, well, it's higher than a fifth, but not that much higher, meaning 1 to 5 and 1 to 6 and 1 to 5 and 1 to 4 and 1 to 3. And this is the type of exercises that my sister used to do, like I showed you before. 1-8, 1-7, 1-6, 1-5, 1-4, 1-3, 1-2, 1-1. Or start on the note that's not the root. So 2-1-3, 1-4, 1-5, 1-6, 1-7, 1-8, 1. Or, you know, this is way beyond, you know, what you'd be able to do right this minute, but you can do the intervals in and among themselves. You know, pick any, and just, you know, after you learn all 7 of them, which we're almost there. We already did everything except the 2nd and the 7th. I'm just giving you some food for thought. You know, I tend to digress. My mind is not working in a linear fashion. This is not a lesson, of course. This is just your commute, you know, keeping you entertained. The possibilities. You could compare everything to the root like I did, or you could compare things to each other. You know, 8, 7, 6, 7, 5, 4, 6. 3, 5, 1, 2, 7, 4, 7, four, five. See, even I make mistakes. 7, 4, 5. I'm actually not as good as I used to be because I haven't done those hotel gigs and club dates. I noticed my ear is not as sharp as it once was because I used to do those gigs every weekend, you know, almost. And I always liked it because you never knew what was coming. And just one more note on that. The process of decoding, when you walk into a gig like that, you have to decode. You start from the bass line up. If you can decode where the bass is at, and then you have your general roadmap of what the roots of the chords are as you're playing along, and then you digest what the quality is. There are five chord type. There's five main qualities of chords: major, minor, dominant, half diminished, and diminished. All right. So we'll talk about that in another at some other point, or in the music theory course that I run. Or I'll do a separate audio for the music theory. But I'm digressing. But my ear is not as sharp as it once was. So even I make mistakes. But you could see that, you know, check me that if I'm right. You know, for those of you who want to do it on guitar, or if you have a piano, I'm in the key of A right now. It would be like 5, 6, 4, 5, 3, 4, 2, 3.